Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
James, a bit of a scary moment when Brandon went down. What was going through your mind there?
Yeah, it looked, kind of an innocent hit. I didn't see it that well. He's a big guy. He's taken a lot of crazy hits over the years. So he doesn't stay down. So whenever he stays down, you know something's seriously wrong. So, we were all worried about him. He's our guy, and hopefully he'll get back sooner rather than later.
Was he able to say anything to you as he came off?
We talked to him. He's in pain. We talked to him at halftime a little bit. They were still checking him out and stuff, but he was in good spirits.
Jay, the run game, obviously another tough sliding day for you guys up front. What was it that you saw from the Cowboys front that they were able to kind of lock you guys down a little bit?
I don't know. We'll have to look at the film. It happens so fast in the run game, it's hard for me to pinpoint exactly. The score dictated a lot in the second half, but we just got to do better in offense.
Does it get tough to keep everybody motivated? Do you have to look for different things at this point? And at what point do you stop talking about the playoffs?
I think a couple games ago we just tried to concentrate on one game at a time. And this week it was just all about Dallas. We really weren't worried about the next week or worried about what else was happening around us. It was just about Dallas. As far as motivating guys week in, week out, I think I've said it a few times, we got a lot of guys in that locker room, a lot of leaders, a lot of high character guys. They come to work each and every day. A lot of veterans that show the young guys the right way.
Jay, with the struggles adding up, do you have faith in the direction of where this organization can go?
I do. Like I said, we got a lot of guys, a lot of older guys that are doing it the right way. We got a lot of younger guys that are still trying to learn how to play football in this league, and we've got to help them out. I like our schemes. I like our coaches. We just got to find a way to execute better on Sundays and just do a better job overall.
Gives you that belief in the coaches?
I've been on teams where you went on Sunday and you knew the plan wasn't going to be good enough, and I've never lined up with this crew and felt like this plan isn't going to get it done. We don't have enough, or we're outmatched, or we're out schemed. That's never been a thought of mine.
You don't feel like anybody's cashing it in or giving up on the season in that locker room right now?
After losses early in the week, it's hard. I'm not going to lie about that. It's hard for guys to find the motivation and the energy and stuff to get going, because it's always easier to win. That's a given. Whenever you're losing, that's when you find out a lot about the locker room and the guys around you. And so far, we've found out that we got a really good group of guys, because as the week goes on and it leads up to game day, everyone's all in.
There was some anger and urgency a couple of weeks ago. Is that gone?
Anger and urgency about what exactly?
The season going
south. You're obviously still anger and angry, and there's a sense of urgency. And I think coaches and players alike, you never want to be in this situation. You never want to be in a situation where you're playing literally, for nothing. You're out of the playoffs. You're just playing for pride. You always want to be in it at the end. And unfortunately, throughout the year, we've done some things to not give ourselves the chance. So we're upset about that, and rightfully so. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we've got three games left, and we've got to play them hard.
Jay, given where expectations were in preseason, where does this season, the disappointment, rank in terms of others in your career?
It's got to be high. Got to be really high. Probably. That's a good point. It's got to be number one, I would think. Like you said, the expectations coming into this one were extremely high. Since the first game, we haven't done a good enough job week in and week out. And so it adds up. With that being said, we can't cash it in. We've got to still continue to try to build on this and find ways to get better and better each week.
Was there ever a point earlier in the season where you thought this it could go like this? You're like, this, I don't know if this is going to work.
No. I'm still kind of surprised that we're in this situation. But if you look back at the games and kind of break things down, there's definitely instances where you can see why we're here. It didn't happen by accident, that's for sure. But there's never been a point where 4, 5, 6 games into it, You know, I would sit here and say, hey, we're going to be 5-8. I mean, that was never a point.
When it comes to running the ball, you guys' problems running the ball. What do you think the problem is? What do you see from your perspective?
I mean, to be honest, I'm not a run expert, so it's hard for me to give you an answer on that. To be honest,
Jay, you're talking about how, you know, it's a game to game mentality now to finish out the season. But what do you want to see this offense do as far as, you know, you have three more games, probably some unmet expectations on your end as well.
We got to play like we did, the middle of the third quarter on. I mean, we've got to play up tempo. We've got to have some energy out there. We've got to have guys making plays. Obviously, we want to run the ball better. That's been a given for a while now. So we got to do all those things. We got to quit with the penalties. The guys in that locker room, especially offensively, we know we haven't lived up to expectations, and we've got a chance for these next three games to just to play better. I mean, we're obviously not going to fix the season by any means, but trying to end on a better note would help.
How tough was it at the end of the first half? You get a touchdown, Brandon's out, and then they convert third down after third down. You know you're not going to get the ball back until after halftime. Was it tough for you to not get maybe one more chance before half?
Yeah, we got three series in that first half, one touchdown, and we killed ourselves I think we had a penalty on that first one. We were 3-and-out in the other one. So that makes it difficult. Defensively, they'll speak for themselves. I'm sure they wish they would have gave us another shot.
Jay, the struggle to get into a groove early, is that a credit to the Cowboys' defense, or do you put that on yourselves?
Oh, a little bit of both. They had a good plan. They did some good stuff. I think when we watched the film more times than not, it's the offense or ourselves not doing enough to move the ball.
Do you feel the play calling is putting you guys in the best position to win?
I think we've talked about it before. Just kind of the situations, the games have kind of went in, and us being down kind of changes things. The third and longs with some of the penalties, that changes play calling. So it makes it difficult on them.
You mentioned wanting to try to go forward and play like you guys did near the end of the game tonight. Can you just take a lot from those moments? You have to kind of take it with a grain of salt.
I think we have to take something from that. We got to build on positive somewhere, so that's a place to start.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.